Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater, Elements of War. I'm Ellie, usually playing Archie.
This is Jeff. Today I'm playing a captive Jerlan.
And this is Jeremy playing Julian Illix.
This is Aaron playing Sam Falouge.
And this is Johnny playing Chime North.
And I'm Jordan, and I'm captivating.
That's what you
thought. I've captivated him. So previously, as we left off, you all were storming the castle.
No. The castle had been thoroughly stormed.
Yes. Yeah. Thoroughly stormed.
We stormed the castle.
You all had Holocaust coats.
Several times.
Mm-hmm. You ran up and down the
hallways. Yes, we went up and down and up and down and down and up.
Yeah.
And set things on fire.
We set things on fire.
And electrocuted everything.
The ladder.
Yeah, the ladder's still there.
There is a ladder.
Man, our stamina must be amazing.
It is.
Well, yours is amazing because, you know, tell me about your physique score on your actual page.
Nope.
Two.
Yeah, okay.
I upped my physique.
No, that's right. I upped my physique. I'm at three now.
I'm at four.
Ooh. Seven.
Three plus one.
Very good, very good, very good. It sounds like you all are either at average or just below.
Just,
except
yes.
For Archie.
No, this is pretty average, man.
We never claimed to be super buff.
But anyway, we're not talking about buffness. We're actually talking about problems that you all have encountered. Because previously on Bone Throwers Theater, you all were fighting a whole horde of soldiers that Archie just literally blew through. And there were also two different council members.
Yeah.
Scaredy cats.
Ran away.
Chickens.
Well, they could have been considered scaredy cats if they had not actually accomplished their tactical goal.
They ran away.
Did they need to take me?
So anyway, Sam, Chime, Archie, Julian, you are all still on the ground. Jer, you are not with them. So, where do we want to start? We have three starting points that I have thought of. We can start with the majority of the party in their present location.
If we start, maybe we can rescue Jer before we ever get to Jer. And so then Jer never has to be just Jer in captivity.
I'm interested where this third place to start is.
Second place is with Jer.
Yes.
Getting completely...
destroyed.
Free.
Altered.
Yeah, I was going to say disassociated.
Or the third is a flashback.
Mm. I'm always intrigued by flashbacks.
So am I. Who's flashback?
Shades.
Ooh. I was about to ask. Okay.
Shall we roll for Shade?
4, 5, 6.
Well, okay, yes. I think that was going to happen shortly soon.
Okay, then I would play Shade's proxy. Other proxy.
Yes.
Older proxy.
Prior to Sam?
Yes. Let's start with the main group then.
Okay.
If I think that flashback is going to do something...
It's going to introduce some of Shade's motives.
Yes.
Okay.
I think it could be interesting to prime the pump a little bit with what Julian is going to propose.
Yeah.
All right. So the four of us, Julian, Sam, Chime, and Archie, we were outside looking up at the top.
We were still inside. We were in the atrium.
Well, okay, yeah.
You were looking.
You could see the top of the building from the atrium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Julian says that is where Jer's water elemental was taken, because he can see it.
Yes.
He has the sight. We ended last session with Julian's super frustrated, so he's still at that point. And he's going to kind of shake his head, put his head looking down at the ground. It's like, all right, I don't know what they want with Jer. I do see Jer as a vital part of this group. However, we do have other things that need to be done. Sam, something that you don't know is in our trek here, we stumbled across another Healing Hands refuge, if you want to call it, and discovered, and he pulls out of his jacket that box and it looks like a bigger box of the one that was in question earlier. This box was being hidden by members of the Healing Hands, and it was something that has to do with a water elemental. The house that this came from is nearby, and he's touching it and showing it. He's like, it's warm. I'm thinking this could be something that is tracking a water elemental, a specific water elemental, maybe the one we're searching after.
Wouldn't that be fortunate?
So this is also worth investigating.
Back up. That box was part of the three boxes that's supposed to replace the council.
This particular one, no, I don't think so. It looks similar to that, but that was the original box set of boxes. I think there were four boxes that were contained parts of a computer program that was going to replace the council.
So this one is just a tracker.
That's what I think it is.
We don't know what it is.
We don't know for sure. But it's doing something. It's warm.
What water elemental is it tracking?
We don't know.
I don't know. It could be tracking the one Archie is searching for. Could be tracking, and he kind of slyly, without tipping his hand too much, it's like, could be another water elemental that is of importance.
Speaking of importance, why would they consider my water elemental that important to be tracking it?
It was disclosed that your original water elemental was the water elemental of Rednecks Near.
I don't think it was disclosed to everybody.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't put the Sam doesn't put the connection there because Sam and Shade are looking for Alexander Turin's water elemental. Sam and Shade do not know that Alexander Turin and Rednecks Near are the same person.
Correct.
Yeah.
Jair would.
Yes. Jair would. Yeah. All right. Thanks. I was trying to remember why I would not have made a bigger deal.
That part's not common knowledge.
Yeah. Okay. So to Julian thinks that we're looking for two different water elementals. Yeah. Or the group is looking for a water elemental, and Sam and Shade are looking for a different water elemental.
Yeah.
So that's Julian's knowledge. That's why I said slyly, kind of saying that there could be another water elemental in play. So back to what Archie says, like Rednecks Near, I mean, founder of the Healing Hands. It seems like this whole Consilial battle is nothing but the Council / Fire Drakes versus Healing Hands. So, yeah, it would make sense that they want this water elemental as a prisoner or a bargaining chip or to crush their opposition. Which, by the way, Archie, you still have not told us when we find this water elemental, what are we doing?
Wasn't there like an extra chassis?
Yeah.
Well, yes, you can have a second elemental, but you have alluded that there's some purpose to this other than just having it. You've been apprehensive about what needs to be done once we find it. Anyway, if you don't want to quickly disclose that now, we've got to make a decision. Do we go after Jair in full force? Do we split up? Some people go after Jair, and some people go to check out this box.
I can tell you that if we were to split up, I'm very equipped to go after the box than I am to go up against the council. Just skill-wise. I mean, you know this.
I mean, skill-wise, are we even full force? Obviously.
Full force is the only option, I think, against the council.
I don't know. I felt like I was pretty capable.
And we just got our butts kicked.
Yes.
By the council. Twice in a row. Once one-on-one, and now 5-on-2.
I still would like another shot at Kitana. And that's where Jair is.
Yeah, take a number. Who doesn't?
So let's go get her. On our terms this time. Instead of being ambushed on both sides.
So you think we need everybody to go get Jair? That's what you're saying.
What I think.
Can you see any other elementals? I mean, we know that the two council members are up there. And so we know that there's at least two council members.
All right, so we, out of game, as players, we know that once something happens to the helmet, council members wearing helmets get transported there. I don't think our characters would have ever put that two and two together, or would Sam have?
Sam would have known that. I think I might have brought something about that up, because I told everybody about my experience.
Yeah.
That I woke up and...
Okay, so we have some vague knowledge of that. Looking up there, what does Julian see elementally?
So on the approximate level, where you think they would be. You can see about 3.5.
3.5?
So Jer, right?
Okay.
And
I see Jer's elemental.
And Daffodil.
I see
Katari's elemental.
Katana's,
excuse me. Stupid twins.
Gee, who did that?
Who's been watching soap operas? One you cannot identify, completely visible, and then one that seems to be diminished somehow.
So one that I can't identify, I should be able to tell which kind.
Fire.
Fire that I can't identify, okay.
The ground starts shaking, by the way, like a mechanical rumble.
All right, well, if we're going, we probably shouldn't stay here. He's going to start towards the ladder, and he's starting to climb up, and he's shouting down as he sees it. It's like, I see Jairs, I see Katanas, I see an unknown fire elemental, and one that looks maybe to be in a canister. I can't tell quite from this distance, but that's what it looks like. And he's climbing.
Okay.
Well, we're climbing.
All right, everybody roll me a physique.
Is this to see how fast we go, or is this to see if we stay on the ladder?
What? No, the ladder was enclosed, so you...
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
More to determine order and speed and things along those lines. Who gets eaten first?
15.
The slowest one always gets eaten first.
2. it's gonna be a day.
I would say it's been nice knowing you, but 23.
Oh my gosh, 23. Wow. 15.
Because I have a +2.
Plus is save your life.
I rolled a 13 if you were wondering.
That's great, thank you. That gives me the monster.
Alright. I'll play the monster.
I would be okay with Jeff playing the monster.
I would be okay with that. I like suggestions. So he's gonna roll it.
I'll tell you what his dice are so he can only roll his ones.
So you all are scurrying up the ladder. Archie is going first. Julian is going second. Chime is going third. Sam, for some reason, has decided to bring up the rear. Once Archie reaches about 2/3 of the way up, a giant mecha kaiju beast form erupts out of the ground. And this thing is, it's more along the lines of like a eastern dragon instead of being like, you know, blocky and
so lizard. It's long and snake-like.
It's a snake-like form that seems to curl through the air or the ground or whatever element it is moving through. It's big enough to like knock over any ground vehicles that are in its way. Like cobblestones are flying everywhere.
Yeah, it's a mecha-luck dragon.
Yes, it is a kaiju dragon.
Falcor!
It seems to have a proxy on it.
Oh, like
riding it.
It is a luck dragon.
This proxy, as they are coming up, you can see them reaching inside an aperture in the skull and using it to increase the fire that is gouting out.
It's a fire-breathing luck dragon.
A metal fire-breathing luck dragon.
Are they paying any attention to us?
Oh yes, they are like.
I was like, they're just ignoring us. Yeah, that's cool.
No, they're rushing up the side of the building next to the ladder,
chasing us.
Okay,
it's pretty damn close to Sam.
I'm assuming everybody knows this.
Hot foot?
Yeah, I think this would be noticeable.
So is this going to be a roll initiative?
Sure, go ahead and roll initiative. Oh, initiative.
Skills challenge.
Skills challenge would be nice.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to do a skills challenge? Yeah, we haven't done one of those in a while.
No, we haven't. But we still got to roll initiative for that.
Reflexes, right?
Yes. Well, now I know why they wanted to get rid of me.
Oh, that's a 6.
But here I'm happy with my 9.
13.
12.
23.
I got a 25.
I thought Jeff was rolling for this.
Yeah, I thought I was rolling. Remember. Yeah. How many dice?
Oh, you really want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8? So he gets an 8.
I mean, I rolled a 25, so we'll see what your roll is, and then we'll go with the highest.
All sixes. Jeff, you're fired. Oh my god.
You were supposed to
you use are the tower. Fired.
You were you supposed to use the fired. Tower.
Yeah, Jeff, when you're rolling for Jordan, you don't use the tower. You only use the tower when you're rolling for
well,
yourself.
Well, that's 20.
Nah, I like it.
I mean, it was already going first, so it doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
So, Jeff, as the Mecha Fire Dragon, what do you want to do?
Run away. outmatched.
We're doing this right.
What do you want to do?
Does it have, like, claws or like...
Yes, it does have claws.
It's going to rip the cage off the ladder.
Okay.
That sounds like it probably would be a heroic roll. So let's go ahead and say that the target number is 30.
All right. What is the strength?
The 8 dice.
8 dice?
Is that 8 for everything?
Yep. Makes it easy.
Much better.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't make it.
Jeff, I forgot to give you the hero points.
For the dragon.
Don't give them back.
Feel free to spend those at will.
23.
Okay, so you are able to rip off probably the lower third of the cage. So, exposing Sam and maybe Chime. But Chime is just like a few feet away from...
Chime's legs.
Yeah. So there's this rending noise as a dragon literally rips the ladder cage off from around you. So what are you going to do for your skills challenge?
Julian goes first.
You need 5 successes and you get 3 failures.
Is there a specific target number? For the skills challenge?
26.
So how would
this is
how would Julian's trick. Power work in the skills challenge? Because it is a sort of similar to Jeff's heal others, where there's a pre-roll before you actually use the skill.
Since it's a 2-part skill, I will go ahead and allow you to do both parts. And since it's part of a skills challenge, I'm not going to make a single die subtraction.
Yeah, for the 2 actions.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Julian spins his wrist gauntlet, taps to the fire thing.
Yep.
Taps it and is going to go ahead to connect. Oh, definitely. 18. I needed a 15.
Congratulations.
Yep. All right. Now I am connected. Now roll elemental persuasion, and I'm going to try and persuade it by... Because you could probably see from inside the atrium by now that the floor below the atrium was the command center.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably see flames coming out of that by now. So I'm going to try and persuade it that there's probably this other threat to the building that you want to consider. Hmm. So.
I mean, it might be the threat to the building.
Yes. Should be around 26 with 10 dice.
Hopefully. All ones.
Oh, gosh. Like all 5s. 43.
That sounds like a success. Oh, you want one of those?
Yeah, I do.
He plans on using them.
Yes.
I wouldn't argue with that. If this is how we start the day. All right. Next is going to be Johnny.
Yep. I'm going to roll persuasion. Just trying to think what I'm going to say. Yeah, we'll go simple.
That was 35.
So that's a second success. What do you say?
I say, talking to the proxy, shouting, "Why are you trying to kill us when we're just trying to save the city? Why don't you help us instead?"
I'm gonna do my very best to kill you all, just so you know.
All right, you have sowed seeds of doubt.
Exactly.
All right, up next is Archie.
Can I ask for a favor?
Sure. You can ask.
I would like to try fire absorption.
Okay. Just from a narrative perspective, one person has ensorcelled the creature, dragon, kaiju, proxy, combo. Another one has tried to calm them down. So they're still climbing up, ripping off parts of the building, like windows are shattering, flames are just being gouted everywhere. And all of a sudden, just for narrative sake, because this sounds like what you want to have happen, the dragon's head swings towards you, and a full-on force of fire just literally cooks the side of the building right where you're at. Is that what you're going for?
What?
It sounds like Archie wants to absorb a fireball as it comes at him.
Or, like, reach out and try to absorb the heat and fire from the thing.
From the thing.
Oh, from the thing. Okay.
Yeah. It's between that and fire solidification.
Describe that. like
changing, essentially manipulating the fire within.
Yeah. Okay.
And
try and turn it into napalm on the inside. Correct. Try and explode it out.
Thank you for reading my thoughts.
Not explode it out. Not explode it out. Just turn it into napalm. Napalm drips, doesn't explode.
No, no, no. I thought about the explosion. I thought about you guys. You know, I actually care.
I don't.
We're not quite to that kind of an ending yet.
Okay, so you want to interior napalm this tummy of the dragon. Okay, cool. Go ahead and do it. With a target number of 26.
Control element.
Control.
Mm-hmm. How many dice you have? Control element.
Six. No, I like sorry, this. Five. I was thinking...
I would drop a point on that.
Would you like to spend a
plus one?
So you get 10.
It really does help.
Oh, that's got it. That's got it.
38.
Sounds good. Go ahead and keep that hero point.
Keep it
going. All right, Sam.
I'm just going to conjure a wind blast to kind of throw the thing off of the side of the building.
Like just try and push it out so that it falls back into the courtyard?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Drop a chip.
Red for blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, 45.
Okay. Sounds like you keep that hero point. Or the fate point, excuse me. And
just so you know, Jeff, you can't actually kill us. Because this is a skills challenge.
That's why we wanted a skills challenge.
We couldn't kill us.
Yeah, it does. Well, so here's the thing, is like, failure is still an option.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But we have more and more success, and we succeed. So it's like falling back. I would imagine it's like landing upon its back, flailing around like...
So I was thinking to get rid of this mucus of fire.
Ew.
Mucus of fire.
You know, sort of like... and spit it all out down across the ladder.
Okay. Go ahead and...
What a giant movie.
You want to drop a hero point on it?
Yeah. I like the idea of a fate point. 16 dice rather than 8.
Whose side are you on?
We've got...
That is one mass movie.
68.
68? All right, there's your new target number.
What?
No. All right, so the ladder is starting to literally melt off the side of the building. Like, the building is caught on fire underneath where the ladder would be. Rivets are literally popping out like hot little screw bullets.
We only need one more success to escape.
Yep. You all can start feeling the ladder, like, literally
starting to pull away,
from the building and just go backwards. Sam, there's nothing to catch you. The air is wide and free.
So I think we've been climbing while we're doing it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, it's the that's ladder breaking apart, not the wall it's attached to.
It's both. The building is catching on fire. The ladder in and of itself is starting to heat up to intolerable levels. And you all have one success for me.
All right, and it's...
It's Julie.
Got this.
All right, so we are pretty close to the top. Well,
yes. From a narrative perspective, you are collectively closer to the top.
Closer to the top. All right. How's it coming off of the building?
It is starting to lean backwards away from the wall. Because I'm imagining that the loogie went towards Archie because Archie was the one that dished out the heart from.
Yes. Thanks for the ammo.
Right. All right.
I'm trying to figure out how Julian can use his survival knowledge to aid the group.
If you're close enough to the top, I guess you could jerk in the ladder back towards the top. But I don't know. That's not a survival.
Yeah, okay.
That would be more exact.
But Julian does have rope.
Which would make us better.
So, Julian is going to, I imagine, as it's pulling away from the wall, there is actually like a piece of rebar in the wall. And he's going to quickly just like throw the rope like behind that rebar that's sticking out of the concrete and through one of the pipes of the thing to try to secure it for the rest of the climb.
Okay.
And I'm going to drop all this.
Sounds like a wise choice. Drop it like it's high. Because it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got
10D plus 4. 40.
Congratulations. You managed to do a quick tie job, to hold the rest of the ladder to the building. At least enough for people to get up. It's not going to hold very long.
No.
Right. Is it close enough to the top that you could still reach it from the top?
Yes.
Okay, so after everybody's up, Julian's going to be on the building and just untie it and grab the rope.
Okay. Like Samwise Gamgee.
Yes.
All right, you are at the top of the ladder. We're going to take a momentary break, and once we come back, more fun is to be had. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Very Random Encounters, where we play tabletop RPGs and randomly determine as much as possible.
Remember playing with Legos and swapping the people's heads and limbs to create horrid abominations that God forgot?
Our show is what it would be like if those rejected attempts at the human form had to go out and save the day.
We turn the nonsense into a story with a nice message, like how friendship is stronger than a mind-controlled goblin jazz band.
Hey, that's a thing that really happened.
Find Very Random Encounters wherever you randomly determine to listen to podcasts.
We're back. Rocks fall. Well, no, actually, ceiling tiles from the dome fall. Everybody dies. The end. So, Jer.
Yeah.
You're in a room with a couple of Chrome Domes council members.
How many are there?
Yes. Jer, how many are there?
There are two.
I'm going to make super tight water jets that are like cutting lasers and shoot them.
Okay. Now remember, the void had, if I remember correctly, had his thumb like pressed against your forehead.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like,
okay. Yeah. And so you want
my hand is like up against his chest, making a super tight beam of water to slice into his heart.
Go ahead and roll me three dice.
Three dice. Okay. I rolled a 12, but the wild was a 6, so
it explodes,
and I made it a 14.
Okay. So, you feel your water elemental rushing away, like a beach at low tide. Not so fast, says the voice.
I scream in my head to the elemental, stay with me, stay strong.
It feels like something is fighting, pushing it back.
All right, then I'm going to, with my other arm, punch him in the gut.
Go ahead and roll me three more dice.
Yes, he needs the dice tower.
16.
Okay. You can see your body.
What?
No.
The soul of Jerilyn is no longer in its mortal coil.
I did it.
Oof.
Open the capsule. Katana pushes forward a elemental capsule and opens the top of it. This shimmering mass of liquid quicksilver pulls out against the side of your head and it starts soaking in. Let's see which one will survive.
Should I roll my willpower?
Sure.
That was not as good as the other ones were. 10.
It feels like steam is hitting the sea. There's this roiling mass in your body that you can see but you can't touch. Your prior elemental, your bonded, unwanted cellmate, is fighting to save your life. This other elemental has been twisted. It feels like it has had portion of its sanity boiled away, and all that's left is this distilled hatred and twistedness and a fear of being alive.
I'm going to exploit that fear of being alive.
Okay.
And I'm going to convince it that it is worthless and useless and that it should die. It should never have existed.
Okay.
So should that be my presence?
Yeah, go ahead and make me a presence roll.
That.
Two dice. I'd use character points. You get a third
dice. Fair enough.
Yeah. Better trade off.
Gosh.
I got 6.
Target number is going to be 15.
That's doable.
You gotta get 9 over the next 3
minutes. Yep.
That's doable.
All right. 1.
That's 5.
5. So that's...
You have to get 4 more.
11.
2.
There you go.
And then 4.
That's 15.
And that's a 4. That's 15.
Okay. So, Jer, you're trying to exert this pressure on an elemental, and it feels very difficult to do this before, but I would imagine that you might have done some similar work in your early days. It's hard being disconnected from your body doing this. So it's pushing against you.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll me a perception.
time.
Okay. You notice that while you're doing this and you're exerting a lot of effort, the two council members are talking. You hear the name of your friend Redneck's Nier. Do you think Nier's elemental is actually going to be able to survive this? Well, if he does, we've conditioned it enough to break through the barrier below. We needed someone as powerful as Lan to actually be able to do it, especially since they might see him as a bit of a Trojan horse.
Hearing that, I want to try and pull my water elemental back while pulling the other elemental in and try and heal the elemental, heal its spirit, and give it strength.
Okay, that's going to be a very high target number.
Yeah.
So would this be my extra normal?
Yeah, that would be.
All right. So.
Wait, this is your heal others, right?
Yeah.
So this is Jair's two-part roll as well, right? Yeah. So what are you dropping on? Are you dropping on the first roll or are you dropping on the second? And what's second the target? Roll. Target number's on the second roll, right? Mm-hmm. All right, okay. So the first
dropping
roll.
Dropping it on the second roll.
First roll is the same. You need an 8, right?
Well, actually, no. Let's talk about this. Because you have specific things that you have to be able to physically do to get that target number down.
That's true. I have to be able to touch the...
You are touching.
No, because his spirit is outside of his body.
It's physical touch, though.
It's not spiritual touch.
Your essence is...
So are you proposing that it's not possible, or are you proposing that the target number
is higher?
All right.
So
because
physical touch drops the target number.
Yeah.
So without the physical touch, the target number would increase.
By how much? Do you have this question?
Yeah, like that little spell sheet. Because I think range, if you're touching, it's a 0, and then the further you get, it adds points. So then, however far you feel like he would be spiritually from physical touch,
that's his modification. Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say 4, so that would be a 5.
So a plus 5. Yeah. So a 13. 13.
Yeah, 13 to hit.
Is that fair?
Yeah,
that
sounds
fair to me.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I'm okay with that. You gotta be kidding me.
Gosh. Nope.
Really?
Hey, you can spend character points on it.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
10.
Character point.
Oh, 5.
He got it.
Nice. Okay, you are able to affect the other elemental.
So you get plus 2 to your...
My medicine.
Your medicine. And you were dropping.
And you were dropping.
So you got 6.
Yeah. What was his target?
Very high. That was all he said.
30?
Yeah, I think it was a 30.
So, heroic.
Yeah.
That's a lot of 3s.
It's a very average roll.
But you're rolling 12 dice, so I mean, I think you got it.
5.
39. Nice.
Plus 1.
40!
Yes.
Go ahead and describe what this looks like, and then I want to caveat with my own personal addition.
So, I was telling it that it was worthless and useless and it should never have existed. But I heard them talking about how it could be Redneck's Nier's, Alexander Turin's elemental. And so, I decided to turn that around and say, that was all a lie. You were worth it. Every last drop. Every last movement, every last current, you are worth the strength and effort and will to sustain you and bring you back to life. And then I say, come closer. We need to heal the soul of this element. And then I, in whatever spiritual realm it is, it's like the waves kind of crash together and the missing pieces of Alexander Turin's water elemental burst forth as like black maws of nothingness holes in this wave. It looks very bizarre, like darkness inside the wave, and my water elemental pushes itself into those holes, trying to fill it with its own current, trying to heal it into one smooth cohesive flow, and they sort of swirl together and make this spiraling water spout and then crash back down, both of them whole, both of them sane and full, and I embrace both of them, trying to bathe in their wellness and their healing and their comfortable shifting and movement, calling them brothers.
And you hear a voice that you have never heard before just say a single word, yes. And the current in your body starts to rotate faster and faster and faster.
Mm.
And you can feel yourself being pulled back into your physical form. Oh my God, he's throwing a black vial! As you can start to feel your arms and legs and your lungs again, you're retching.
I'm just throwing up the root virus.
All of the impurities that had been in Rednox Nearsis Elemental.
Yes.
And I don't think that the council members were expecting that.
You don't.
Curious. From below, did Julian see any of elemental light show going on?
I feel like I need to roll.
You've been rather preoccupied.
Well, yeah, we made it to the top of the...
Well, this was happening while you were, like, on the ground and trying to... Okay. So, like, you... Remember, you saw half of an elemental.
All right, I rolled a 15 for my stamina to try and not fall unconscious.
You're feeling much better.
Yes. I felt like I needed to roll...
Yeah, 15 is like the benchmark to stay conscious.
Yeah,
if you're incapacitated anyway. So,
yes, it is.
I felt like that needed to be rolled just for continuity of story's sake.
I like it. So, you're sitting in a chair. There are two council members and an android looking at you. Katana has a large rocks floating above her hands and looks like she's about to go at you. What would you like to do?
Use both elementals.
Should totally just do a Neo. Just look up like, no.
Yeah. Like, just literally suck all the water out of the air.
I'm actually going to heal her mind.
Okay.
Ooh!
Because having my experience and Alexander Turin's experience, we know more now as a group of three than we ever knew before.
Oh my gosh.
With my elemental, I'm going to hold her and do the physical healing of the body. And with Alexander Turin's, I'm going to reach into the mind and delve in and heal what has been damaged by past and by trauma and by the council.
Sounds good. This sounds like it's going to be multiple rolls.
Yes.
I'm thinking at least two rolls. So I would go ahead and subtract one die from each roll.
Are there any bonuses now that he's dual bonded with Alexander Turin's old elemental that has had, as he talked about, the experience of all three? And the elemental we've established retains the memories of a previous.
Oh my gosh. Bond.
I am stupid old now.
Dude!
No. Because you can only pass through much current through a capacitor.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fair.
He gives me extra knowledge bonus.
His history check is insane.
Yeah.
So, my elemental. 15.
All right, successful.
Yeah. And I'm doing healing with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So do I need to do both rolls for both of them?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really hard to describe because it's like you're trying to work on two different levels at the same time. Yeah. And that's really taxing. I don't think that would give you any bonuses.
No.
But it's...
Yeah. Wear you out faster.
Right, exactly. You're
25 plus... Yeah, 27.
27. All right, go ahead and describe this.
So, with my elemental, it is flowing through the body and just knitting up the sores and aches and just kind of restricting the movements of the actual physical body while healing.
Okay. So this is Katana's physical body.
Yes, Katana's physical body. And now for Rednax Nears. Elemental. That's a 11. Can I?
Sure, if you want to. Spend them all you got them.
16. And then I roll to heal her mind.
Oh, ooh, oh yeah. Good gosh.
All Jeff needed was a dice tower.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, apparently.
I mean, how many times has Jeff rolled today? 10. And he's rolled 1-1.
Yeah.
20. Because it's not his hands controlling the dice.
23.
Okay.
Alexander Turin's elemental is going past the physical and reaching the mind. Basically, viewing all the past and every moment of hurt and trauma that would cause her to be angry or wicked shows her where it wasn't her fault that she was doing these things, that she was coerced, that it was circumstance and not her, that it was an outside force, and that her decisions may have been logical, but now they are not. Now the most sense would be to help aid her sister's friends rather than try and destroy her sister. To love the memory of her family rather than fight against everything they were.
Cool. I love it. She just falls to her knees, and you can just see like these tears of healing just start flow from her eyes. She looks around and she's like, ah, oh, just a sigh. And the boy looks at her and he says, well, that's disappointing. And he shoots her in the head.
Oh.
And she just ragdolls to the ground. And as soon as she hits, a single daisy sprouts from her mouth.
Daisy?
In honor of her sister.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Bone Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 3.0 Unported license. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.